Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the Lord said this is a season and this is a time where the Lord says you're going to begin to set some boundaries in regards, possibly through personal relationships. You'll also begin to find that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee. And yea, I'm hearing the Lord say your prophetic anointing shall be sharp and it shall also be strong. And with that, you'll be able to pick up other people's emotions and in sense, in turn, you're going to be able to sense how you are feeling, and it may be difficult to mask your own sentiments, so use wisdom. And yet, as these boundaries between you and someone begin to dissolve, know that you're going to feel so much more in a place where it's going to be so much more of a giving aspect, or giving to the relationship than you are receiving. And yet God says prepare, because there's an awesome and there's a mighty shifting that is happening. For the Lord says, I have some surprises that are going to be coming your way. For the Lord says, I grace thee with my favor. I grace thee in this season. And you're going to begin to see God moving in relationships, and it's getting ready to shift and yea, even turn around. For the Lord says, some surprises are about to begin to unfold for thee. And now you're going to begin to see the Spirit of the Lord doing some unusual things in this hour. As I dove into the Spirit, I heard the Holy Ghost say unto me that this is an hour and this is a season of the moving of the Spirit. And you will sense and you will know that this is going to be a season again where God says, I'm touching relationships. You're going to begin to see that the Lord says, be especially attentive to people that you love and that you care about. Do not become impulsive, but God says, move in patience. For the Spirit of the Lord says, as you're becoming more sensitive to the feelings and the needs of people around you, you're going to begin to see that conflict shall begin to fall to the wayside. Though the enemy wants to try to bring conflicts, for the Lord says, be at peace and stay focused. For the Lord says, some kind of emotional issue is going to come to the forefront, but God says, be tactful and handle matters and situations. Be the bigger person and let love abide inside of thee. You'll also begin to see that even during the end of this of the month, you may want to be ready to begin to achieve and show what you can do, and you're going to have that ability, and you're going to be able to make progress possibly in work or things that you're doing. And you're going to find that even from the 26th through the end of the month, success is going to be yours, and you're going to have the ability to show forth your gift as well as your talent. Now it seems like situations related to your finances or your intimate life may become intense after the 23rd. For the Spirit of the Lord just says unto thee that I'm moving in this hour and I'm moving in this season. For the during the next 2 weeks, the emphasis is going to especially be on relationships. Before the prophetic team comes forth, Elder Paul, I want to thank you once again for the miracle seed, man of God, of $51.92. Know that God says help is coming your way. Help is coming your way. And you're going to see that God says you're going to benefit in this season. And he's going to show you some real prosperous ways to generate more finances. For the Lord says, prepare. Because I send wisdom your way. I send wisdom your way. I send new connections your way. And you're going to find that the Lord says during the next 90 days, worry not, neither fear, but trust him. Control your thoughts. Control your mind. Control your emotions. Keep your faith in me and stand in me. For the Lord says, if not, these things can begin to affect your health and cause you business or financial loss. Keep your minds on the Lord. Because something in your life is about to shift, and as the shift is happening, you're about to see a blessing happening, yea, even in this season. And I prophesy, man of God, that you will begin to partake of the seven blessings of the atonement, that you will walk into your season of a double portion, that you will walk into your season of financial promises, not only you but your seed, your children's children, that you will come into a time of great restoration where you will rest in God and know that he shall restore all that you've ever lost. You come into a time of special miracles and special blessings, that you will come into a time of a divine presence, that you will hear his voice, and he will dwell with you, and he will sup with you, and he will give you divine instructions. I prophesy that God will bless your seed and your seed's seed to come for generations to come. And number 7 of the blessings of the atonement, that as you call upon his name, he will beckon and he will hear your voice. Now listen to the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I just hear God saying this is a time of elevation, increase, and travel. I see travel for you, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I just hear the word of the Lord saying that there shall be travel coming your way soon. God says not to second guess yourself about going on that trip. Because God says once you reach the destination, there's going to be blessings there for you. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Brother Paul. I so agree with the prophets that have spoken. For Father God says this is the season where he's causing you to number your days and apply yourself to wisdom. Father God says new strength and new vitality in this season. And I do hear, Brother Paul, Father God says don't second guess yourself in this season. Father God says you are in a season of a new development concerning contracts. And Father God says you're going to make a difference in your community. God says your voice will be heard. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you are blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Know that favor shall be yours. Someone next to you or someone near to you is getting ready to be blessed financially. I see favors coming their way. And yet, this is a season and a time of favor in regards to mortgages or loans or insurance or maybe even tax matters. And you're going to see this happening between now and the end of the year. And you're going to find it's going to be so much more easier for you to begin to move forward because God says people will hear you. And they want to be able to hear what you're sharing and what you need to begin to say. For the Lord says, I'm going to usher in some new opportunities your way. For the Lord says, you're going to find that the hidden things shall begin to come to the forefront. And you're going to begin to see and know that the favor of the Lord is upon thee. For answers are coming your way. Unexpected sources, unexpected answers are coming your way, yea, even in this hour and even in this season. As you prepare your heart to move forward into the month of November, know that you're going to begin to see a big push because God says, I'm pushing you forward and you're going to be able to embrace the new and you're going to see some kind of breakthroughs that is going to be coming your way. No disappointment shall disturb thee, but you shall stand upon the blessings of the Lord. In November, I heard the Lord says, pay conscious attention to matters of health and safety from the 6th to around about the 12th of the month. Well, I want to go ahead and say from the 3rd of the month to around about the 12th of the month in regards to safety. No speeding, just be more alert and all that you're doing and stay on top of things and stay focused. For the enemy wants to try to distract you and break your focus and take advantage of you. But God says, whatever he tries, I'll cause you to be blessed and I will cause you to prosper. Now, it seems like you may have some mixed feelings about the demands of a friend or something of that nature, especially around the 10th and the 11th, but move in the flow of the Lord and set again some proper boundaries. And you're going to find that good fortune is coming your way because I see increase, even from around about the 8th till the 22nd of the month, because you're going to be able to make some real progress. The Lord further says that in the month of November, he says, the more firmly your feet are planted on the ground, the higher you're going to be able to rise and all that you do in work, career, or even ministry. And you're going to see that even all the way from the 22nd onward. For the Lord says, great potential is coming your way. For the Lord says, think big, even from the 28th to the 30th of the month. Now, I want you to do something special for me in this month of October. On the 23rd, but I want you to do it at least around about on the 22nd, because that is a master power day. I want you to begin to write down 10 things that you want God to begin to do for you on a brown piece of paper. I like them old paper bags that you get from the store years ago. There's something about that brown, that's going to begin to cause things to begin to show up. Brown also symbolizes the earth and grounded. So that means that you'll be able to manifest some things. Write down 10 things that you desire and that you believe in God to do for you. For the next 12 months, just write them down. And he says, once you write them down, just discard that piece of paper. He says, just put it down someplace. He says, even if you have to put it in your Bible on the Psalms 23rd, he says, put it down, but don't go back and look at it. Put it in an envelope, put it in a Bible, put it someplace, and put it in the Word, but do not go back and look at it between now and next year this time. And when you go back, you're going to be amazed at what God is going to be doing for you. For that is going to be your prophetic wish list. I want to thank you for your miracle seed. Thank you for being a friend to the ministry. Prepare, because a season is coming forth where you are stepping out and you are moving forward. Watch whom you connect yourself with. That is going to be key in this season, because relationships can either bless you or they can curse you. They can also cause you to prosper or they can also cause you to come into a season of lack. They can add to you or they can subtract from you. That is going to be the key in this season, that you stay grounded and do not allow people to break your focus and either sap your energy. Know who you get connected to, and that is the word of the Lord. God bless you. Peace and many blessings.